be treacherous and under penalty, may prove in your lifetime back. Please report any violations to the nearest guest services or security staff member. Thank you and enjoy the game.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Salt Lake Bees, AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Well, the Rainiers have won two of the first three games of this six-game series, and the two games that Tacoma has won have been marked by tremendous pitching. A shutout on Tuesday that the Rainiers won 2-0. And a 6-1 victory yesterday in which Austin Warner and four relievers combined to limit Salt Lake to just four hits. In the game Salt Lake won on Wednesday, they scored 9 runs on 17 hits. Very different result that day. So the Rainiers looking for more excellent pitching. They're hoping that Connor Wade can provide it. Wade making the start today, 4-5 on the year with a 5.04 ERA, making his 18th start of the season. And he's coming off a pretty solid outing his last time out against Albuquerque when he allowed 2 runs in 5 1/3 innings at Cheney Stadium last Saturday. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Cesar Valdez, the veteran, 37 years old, the changeup master, 7 wins and 5 losses for Salt Lake. He is second in the league in earned run average at 3.82 ERA. Cesar Valdez on the hill for Salt Lake. Connor Wade for the right ear. Should be a good one today here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. We'll take a look back at yesterday's Tacoma Right Ears victory when the pregame show continues right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
The Tacoma Right Ears taking on the Salt Lake Bees tonight. Game 4 of a 6-game series that continues with a 5:35 p.m. game tomorrow and then the day game on Sunday at 12:05 Pacific time. Right Ears will be home on Tuesday, home Tuesday through Sunday of this coming week. And all those games will be against Sacramento. Check out TacomaRainiers.com for the promotions, game times, ticket information, everything you need, TacomaRainiers.com. Right Ears won here in Salt Lake City last night, 6-1. Mentioned they had unbelievable pitching yesterday, limiting the Bees to just 4 hits. Right Ears also hit a couple of homers. Drew Ellis, a solo shot in the second to put the Right Ears up 2-1. And then the big blast that really opened it up in the fifth inning. Right Ears were ahead 3-1. They had 2 on with 2 out. And Celtic coming up. And Salt Lake brought in the veteran left-hander Grant Dayton, who has a lot of big league time, just specifically to get Celtic out. And Celtic instead launched a 3-run homer just to the left of the batter's eye, left center field here at Salt Lake City. And that put the Right Ears up 6-1. And that would end up being the final score. So a good day for the Right Ears yesterday. They got the win here in Salt Lake City. We'll take a look at the starting lineups in today's game when the Right Ears pregame show continues right after this.
Hey, Right Ears fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers, who have 55 wins and 65 losses on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off is the designated hitter today, Taylor Trammell. Batting second is first baseman Evan White. Hitting third, the second baseman Abraham Toro. In the cleanup spot, left fielder Jared Kelnick. Batting fifth and doing the catching is Luis Torrens. Hitting sixth is third baseman Drew Ellis. Batting seventh, the center fielder Forrest Wall. Hitting eighth is shortstop Mason McCoy. And batting ninth and playing right field is Marcus Wilson. On the mound, Connor Wade. Wade is 4-5 with a 5.04 ERA. The Salt Lake Bees are 56-64 on the season, and the Angels AAA club is managed by Lou Marzin. They're going to lead off with Kian Wong. Wong is the designated hitter. Batting second and playing right field is Dylan Thomas. Hitting third, the second baseman, Michael Stefanik. In the cleanup spot, first baseman, Jake Gatewood. Batting fifth is the center fielder, Steven Duggar. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Chad Wallach. Jake Palamaki hits seventh. He plays shortstop. Batting eighth and handling third base is Jose Gomez. And hitting ninth, left fielder Torrey Hunter Jr. On the mound for the Bees, right-hander Cesar Valdez. He's 7-5 with a 3.82 ERA. Our umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Robert Nunez. At first base is David Martinez. And over at third, it's the crew chief, Randy Rosenberg. Tacoma and Salt Lake getting ready for game four of this six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself? Woo-hoo!
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories. big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, good evening, and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one. Tacoma at Salt Lake tonight. Well, broadcasting minor league baseball for decades, there's a reason we don't put the national anthem on the air. Because, you know, in the minor leagues, it's not always going to be good. And today, I almost wish that we did put it on the air so that you could have heard it and laughed. All right, enough of that subject. All right, we're ready to go. Taylor Trammell about ready to start things off. And he is going to lead off against Cesar Valdez, who is the 37-year-old righty for the Salt Lake Bees, who's been one of the top pitchers in the league this year, and he is fun to watch. He is a changeup specialist. He will not crack 90 on the radar gun while he's on the mound. He's just going to throw changeup after changeup, and he has tremendous movement on his pitches, great command, could put it anywhere he wants, and he's just really tough. Trammell stands in, and here we go. First pitch of the game is on its way from Valdez, and it is in there for a called strike, and we are underway here at Smith's Ballpark. Next pitch. A little bit low to Trammell, who kind of flinched at it but did not go around with a swing. So the count's even, 1-1. Trammell's been hot. And he's hitting 321 in 20 AAA games this year, and he takes down low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now the next pitch from Valdez is swung on, pulled to the right side, and over to scoop it up is the shifted shortstop Palamaki, and he throws out Trammell at first base. And there's the first out of the ball game. Trammell grounds out to shortstop, one away. And now Evan White will be the batter. White back in there at first base today. He played back-to-back games, all nine innings at first base on Tuesday and Wednesday. First time he has done that on his rehab assignment. He swings and hits a little chopper to short, fielded by Palamaki, who throws out Evan White at first base. Two grounders to the shortstop, two out in the first inning. And now Abraham Toro is the hitter. Toro, switch hitter, will bat left-handed against Valdez. When Valdez is going good, it's going to be like this. If he's got his good command, which he usually does, the Red Ears are going to be swinging at strikes, and they're going to be hitting a lot of grounders in the infield because that changeup he throws has so much sink to it. Here's a pitch in there for a strike to Toro. That was his fastball there, 85 on the gun. Toro hitting 234 in just 13 games. It's a hard grounder, but this is fielded by the third baseman, Jose Gomez, who is shifted up the middle, and he throws out Toro, wrapping up the top of the first. Three grounders in the infield, and Valdez gets through the inning on just seven pitches. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It is Tacoma nothing, Salt Lake coming to the plate.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Two To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, the Red Ears went down quickly at the top of the first inning, and now they take the field for the first time. And on the mound for Tacoma is Connor Wade. And Wade making his 18th start, 19th appearance for the Red Ears. 4-5 with a 5.04 ERA. Kian Wong leads things off, and the first pitch for Wade is swung on and bounced foul on the first base side. And that's strike one. Wade out of the University of Arizona. Arizona native from the Scottsdale area. First year in the Mariners system. 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball. 1-1. Our two starting pitchers today, Wade and Cesar Valdez, both spent time in the major leagues working out of the Baltimore Orioles bullpen last year. So they were teammates for a spell in the big leagues, as here's one inside to Wong. Now Wade with the 2-1 pitch on its way. And it is swung on and lined towards center, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Kian Wong singles to center field to get things started in the bottom of the first inning. And now Dylan Thomas will be the batter. Wong is Salt Lake's hit leader. That was his 110th hit of this season. He ranks seventh in the league in base hits. And the Red Ears don't yet have a player who has cracked 100 hits. Eric Mejia closest at 95. Runner breaks for second. Pitch is in for a strike to Thomas, but no throw. Wong had a humongous jump, and he steals his 26th base of the year. He broke early, and I guess Wade didn't realize it because there was an opportunity to step off the rubber and try to get him out without throwing the pitch. 0-1 to Thomas is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Now Wade getting the signals from his catcher today, Luis Torrens. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate, and the count goes to 1-2. Nice night here in Salt Lake City, right around 90 degrees. Sun pouring down on the outfield right now. The infield mostly covered in the shadow of the first base grandstand here at Smith's Ballpark. There's an upper deck in this yard, big stadium. When they pack it, it gets they hold close to 15,000. One ball, two strikes to Dylan Thomas. And Wade's pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards right center field. Both Wilson and Wall are in the area, and Wall, the center fielder, makes the catch, tagging at second and bluffing and holding is Wong. Thomas is out, and there's the first out in the bottom of the first inning. Dylan Thomas flies to center, and now Michael Stefanik will be the batter. Stefanik, tough out, hitting .290, two homers, .397 on base percentage. Made his big league debut for the Angels earlier this season. And the pitch to Stefanik is high for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers haven't had much in the way of roster moves recently. Salt Lake's had a bunch during this series, and they lost a couple of relief pitchers to the big leagues today. So now here's the 1-0 on its way to Stefanik, and it is fouled away. The Angels, the Bees parent club, they started a series in Toronto today. They had three players placed on the restricted list because they couldn't get into Canada due to the vaccination requirements. So now Wong takes off for third. Pitch misses for a ball and no throw to third. Wong has stolen two bases unchallenged because he's had such a big jump. And he now has 27 steals on the year. It is at third base with one out. Two balls, one strike to Stefanik. Now the 2-1 pitch is on the outside edge, 2-2. So the Angels called up two relievers from Salt Lake today, and then yesterday they called up two of their position players, Matt Theis and Mike Ford. And the relievers who went up were now time called by the batter. Gerardo Reyes got called up today. One of the relievers, the other one, Victor Marte. Here's the 2-2 to Stefanik, and it is hit in the air, foul down the third baseline. Right, here's have the infield in here with a runner at third and one out at the bottom of the first. 2-2 on Stefanik. Stefanik very difficult to strike out. Just 18 strikeouts this season in 297 plate appearances. He's the toughest player in the league to strike out. Wade is set, and here's the pitch, and it is taken high and tight for a ball, and the count goes full, 3-2. On deck is Jake Gatewood. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, and it is outside, ball four. Stefanik draws the walk, and Salt Lake has runners at the quarters with one out. So Gatewood heads to the plate. The Rainiers will try to get out of this inning with a double play ball. Gatewood's a power hitter. He's hit 17 home runs this year, which leads Salt Lake. He's batting 238, 791 OPS. Runners at the quarters with one out, and Wade's pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. So Wade gets that first pitch strike there. Next, well, now a move to first and back in safely is Stefanik. Now Wade's 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss in an off-speed pitch, and there's strike two, and Wade's ahead of the count, 0-2. Got Gatewood out in front of a changeup right there. Wade on the first base end of the rubber is ready. The 0-2 pitch is a swing and a foul back. Still no balls, two strikes. Wade could really use a strikeout right here. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Gatewood. And runner from first takes off. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Gatewood. Stefanik steals second without drawing a throw. There are now two outs. So the Bees have stolen three bases here in the bottom of the first inning. Yet Connor Wade does still have a chance to get out of this without allowing any runs. Two men in scoring position with two outs for Steven Duggar, left-hand hitting outfielder. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Duggar 1-for-6 in this series so far, playing in just his seventh game since joining Salt Lake. Now the 0-1 is on its way, and it's a swing and a miss, strike two, and Wade's ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Wade trying to escape this jam. Ahead of Duggar, 0-2. And now the righty with his next pitch, and it is just outside with a changeup. One ball, two strikes. Torrens flashing the signs. Rainier's with a bit of a shift onto the right side, and the pitch is bounced foul. Rainier's infield today, Evan White at first base, Abraham Toro at second. McCoy, the shortstop, is still playing on the traditional shortstop side of the bag, but he's way up the middle. And the third baseman is Drew Ellis, playing far off the line. Outfield is Kelnick in left, Wall in center, and Marcus Wilson in right. One ball, two strikes to Steven Duggar. And Wade's pitch is inside with a fastball. And the count's even now, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Called strike three. Got him with a fastball, 86 on the gun that Duggar just let go by for a called strike three, and Connor Wade gets out of the jam here at the bottom of the first inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the second inning. Tecoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Hey, Tecoma fans! America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit Amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
No score between Tecoma and Salt Lake. We go to the second inning of play here in Salt Lake City. The Bees just stole 3 bases in the bottom of the first inning and didn't score, leading to some discussion there between innings in the press box. You could theoretically steal 6 bases in an inning without scoring. We figured it out. Feel free to correct me if I'm wrong here. So the pitch to Jared Kelnick leading off is bounced right back to Cesar Valdez, who fields it and throws out Kelnick. One pitch, one out at the top of the second. And now Luis Torrens will be the batter. So the leadoff guy reaches base, right? And then he steals second and he steals third. That's 2 steals. And then he tries to steal home and he's out, 1 out. And then the next guy does the same thing. Reaches, steals second, steals third, tries to steal home, out. And then the third guy does the exact same thing. That's how you could get 6 stolen bases in an inning. Here's one outside. Actually, no, you could get to seven because the third guy could then steal second and third, and then the hitter could reach base and steal second. You could get to seven. Seven steals in an inning without scoring. So here's one in for a strike to Torrens. 1-1. Now here's one down low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now this one is in there for a strike, 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Torrens, and two men are out in the top of the second inning. Valdez with his first strikeout after the first four Rainiers batters all grounded out in the infield. Now Drew Ellis is the batter. He hit one out yesterday, batting 222 with nine homers, 794 OPS for Tacoma. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now this one is out. Oh, called a strike on the outside edge. Valdez just painting the outside edge of the zone there. And it's 0-2. And the pitch. Low and away for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2. Hit in the air towards right center field. And this is playable for Steven Duggar battling the sun. He makes the catch, and Ellis is out, and so are the Red Ears at the top of the second inning. Three up, three down. Cesar Valdez with another quick and easy inning. We go to the bottom of the second. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Connor Wade on the mound. He'll face Chad Wallach, Jake Palamaki, and Jose Gomez at the bottom of the second inning. And the first pitch to Wallach is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Wallach hitting 199 with 8 homers, 638 OPS, the Bees catcher. And he swings and foul tips the next pitch at the plate for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Wade's 1-2 pitch. Swung on, tap slowly up the third baseline. Ellis charges it, picks it up, has time, and he throws out Wallach at first base, and one man is out in the bottom of the second inning. That was a batted ball there where it was fortunate for the Raiders that the slow-moving veteran catcher was the batter. If a fast guy had hit that ball, they would have got a hit. So one out, and now Jake Palamaki will be the batter. Switch hitter bats left-handed, and Wade's pitch is taken for a called strike on the inside edge. Palamaki had a base hit for Salt Lake yesterday. He's hit safely in 9 of his last 10 games. And he lines one towards center, and that's going to get down for a hit in front of the charging Forrest Wall. And Palamaki has a hit today. A one-out single in the bottom of the second inning. Second hit for the Bees, and now Jose Gomez will be the batter. Jose Gomez hit a two-run triple here in Wednesday's game. And he swings and fouls off the first pitch. There's strike one. And then he didn't play yesterday. And his two-run triple on Wednesday was probably the big hit in the game as far as the Bees were concerned. It was part of a four-run rally they had in the first inning. Now time called. And Gomez is the one who called it. He steps out of the batter's box. Now the pitch is taken up and in for a ball. Salt Lake stole three bases in the first inning against Wade without scoring, without even drawing a throw, as they had huge jumps, and we'll see if Palamaki tries to run here. He's 5-for-7 stealing bases this season, and he has a healthy lead. Throw over, and he's back in safely. It was close. That may deter him. One ball, one strike to Jose Gomez, and the pitch is swung on, bounced foul on the third base side. Count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And Wade with his pitch, and it is swung on. It bounced to the second baseman, Toro, who has only one play. He throws to first base and retires Gomez. Palamaki advances to second on the play. With Gomez, a right-hand hitter up, the right-handed shortstop, McCoy, was shifted towards third. And Toro was playing kind of up the middle, and the ball was hit just to the shortstop side of the second base bag. Toro was the player closest to it. He had to field it. McCoy couldn't get there. And by where the position Toro fielded it in, he could not get a force out at second. He could only throw to first. So a runner is in scoring position at second with two outs for Torrey Hunter Jr., and he takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Torrey Hunter Jr. hitting .244 in 14 games. Had a triple here last night. And it's 2-for-4 in this series. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, 1-1. Part of a father-son duo to both play for Salt Lake, as his father played here when he was coming up through the Minnesota Twins system in the 1990s. Now a pickoff move at second, and back in safely is Palamaki. Well, the 1-1 is a swing and a foul at the plate, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Runner at second, two outs. And the pitch from Wade is outside with a fastball, and the count goes even now, 2-2. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Torrey Hunter Jr. Connor Wade has his third strikeout of the game, and that closes out the bottom of the second inning. No runs on a hit. No errors and one runner left on. We go to the third. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Moving on to the third inning. No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. Cesar Valdez, the cagey veteran on the hill for Salt Lake. He's retired the first six batters. Forrest Wall, then, in the number seven spot in the order, will lead things off here in the third for Tacoma. He'll be followed by Mason McCoy and Marcus Wilson. Wall hitting 257, 698 OPS, and he takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Right here's a very familiar with Cesar Valdez, but that doesn't make it any easier to hit against him. Now the 1-0 on its way. And it is called a strike, 1-1. This is Valdez's fifth start against Tacoma this year. He's pitched 28 innings against the Red Ears, including today, and has allowed only five runs. 1-1 pitch, swung on and bounced foul, first base side, past first base coach Seth Mejia-Spreen. 1-2 the count to Forrest Wall. Now the 1-2 pitch, and it is hit in the air towards left, and over is Hunter Jr., and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the third. Forrest Wall moved up in the batter's box on that pitch. Facing all these changeups from Valdez, Wall took a step forward and then swung at the pitch and hit it in the air to left, but Hunter able to make the play. One out, and now Mason McCoy will bat. He's hitting 248 with 15 homers, 766 OPS. And the pitch from Valdez is the fastball outside, 86 on the gun. Cesar Valdez, 1-0 pitch. Chopped past the pitcher, but right to the second baseman, Stefanik, who fields it and throws out McCoy at first base. Two outs in the top of the third inning, and now Marcus Wilson will bat. Cesar Valdez has played in six different countries in his career: United States, Canada, Mexico, Dominican Republic, Venezuela, and China. A pitch is up high for a ball now to Marcus Wilson. Valdez has twice been an all-star in the Mexican League. He's been the pitcher of the year in the Mexican League, and twice he's been the pitcher of the year in the Dominican Winter League. Now a swing and a miss by Marcus Wilson, 1-1 the count. And yes, he has big league time and was up for most of last year with Baltimore. This year he's only been called up briefly by the Angels and has appeared in only one big league game this season. 1-1 pitch to Wilson, line to the shortstop, caught by Palamaki for the final out of the inning. First hard hit ball by the Red Ears tonight, but it goes right to the shortstop. Marcus Wilson lines out, and that does it for the Red Ears in the top of the third inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Connor Wade on the mound for the Red Ears. He'll face the top of the order for Salt Lake in the bottom of the third inning. Kian Wong, Dylan Thomas, and Michael Stefanik. Drag bunt up the first baseline by Wong, and it is fielded by Evan White, who then has to dive to the first base bag, and reaching with the ball in his mitt, he touches the first base bag in time for the out. Very nice play by Evan White at first base. He had to lunge and with the glove extended out as far as he could reach with the ball in it, he touched the first base bag to get Wong. So one pitch, one out. And a nice play at first by Evan White. And now Dylan Thomas is the batter. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count to Thomas, who flied out to center field earlier. Now the 0-1 is crushed deep down the right field line. Is it fair or is it foul? It is foul. And the Rainiers say thank goodness, because that had the home run distance. Now the pitch is fouled off. Now the 0-2 pitch just off the plate outside for a ball. So 1-2 the count. Now a swing and a miss. Strike three. Wade gets him. Dylan Thomas goes down swinging, and that is strikeout number four for Connor Wade. Two down at the bottom of the third inning. Michael Stefanik will now hit. He walked earlier. And the pitch is taken on the outside edge for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Salt Lake with two hits. The Red Raiders looking for their first base runner when they bat next inning. 0-1 pitch to Stefanik. Bounce slowly. Left side. Ellis charges. Bare hand pick. Throw to first. And it gets past White and goes into foul ground. Backed up by Torrens. And it is going to be an infield single for Michael Stefanik. Drew Ellis charged it from his position at third base, made the bare hand pick and throw to first. And the throw was just a little offline, and Evan White couldn't reel it in. And Stefanik has an infield single with two outs, and now Jake Gatewood is the batter. And the pitch from Wade is bounced to third, a more traditional ball for Ellis to play, and he fields it and throws to second for the force out on Stefanik, and that ends the inning. Gatewood bounces out to the third baseman. No runs on a hit. There were no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the fourth inning. Tecumseh and Salt Lake are scoreless.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Baseball's future is here on MILB-TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB-TV. Baseball's future is here.
No score between Tecumseh and Salt Lake. We head to the fourth inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah, where the Red Raiders will be through the weekend. We've got a 5:35 p.m. first pitch tomorrow and 12:05 on Sunday. Those are Pacific times. It's actually an hour later here in Salt Lake City. Weather's been nice, very pleasant here. No wind blowing tonight, not yet anyway. Here's Taylor Trammell leading things off. And the pitch from Cesar Valdez runs inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch in there for a called strike. Last out of last inning for the Red Raiders. Marcus Wilson's lineout was the first hard hit ball of the game for the Red Raiders, and it was actually really well struck. Measured at 101 miles per hour off the bat as Trammell swings and misses. But Wilson hit it right to the shortstop, so it was an out. One ball, two strikes to Trammell. And Cesar Valdez into his motion, and his pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards the shortstop Palamaki, who makes the catch on the outfield grass. One out in the top of the fourth inning. Ball was actually caught by the third baseman, who was shifted over in that area. So it's a pop-up to the third baseman if you're keeping score. Here's Evan White. And it is swung out and popped up on the left side. And the third baseman Gomez makes the catch. And White, in each of his first two at-bats today, has made an out swinging at the first pitch. Now Abraham Toro will be the hitter. Toro grounded out earlier. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Now this one is inside for a ball. Toro out ahead of the count, 2-0. Valdez has thrown only 32 pitches with 2 outs in the fourth. This is how he has 3 complete games this year. Here's a pitch in for a strike. He leads minor league baseball in complete games with 3. Probably the majors, too. I didn't check. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on, pulled into right field. A base hit for Toro. Possibly more as Thomas has to chase it to the fence. Toro is going to end up at second base with a 2-out double. So Abraham Toro is the Red Ears' first base runner of the game. Yanking a double to right. And now he's in scoring position for Jared Kelnick. Kelnick swung at the first pitch in the second inning and grounded back to the pitcher. Toro's now reached base in 9 straight games for Tacoma with either a hit or a walk. Pitch to Kelnick is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. RBI opportunity here with 2 outs for Jared Kelnick. Now Valdez with his pitch, and it is swung on and bounced foul on the first base side into the B's dugout. And Kelnick's behind in the count, 0-2. Now the 0-2 pitch is bounced to the right side, and the shifted second baseman Stefanik on the outfield grass has it, and he throws out Kelnick at first base, ending the top of the fourth. Red Ears get into the hit column, but do not score. 1 hit, 1 runner left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Salt Lake City. Tacoma and Salt Lake scoreless. Connor Wade on the mound. He'll face Steven Duggar, Chad Wallach, and Jake Palamaki. Connor Wade ready. He struck out Duggar earlier, and the first pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. We'll take a look at what happened around the league last night. And the West, Reno's back up to an 8-game lead in the division as Duggar hits one in the air to left. This ball's carrying. Kelnick's back at the track, but it is gone. Steven Duggar with an opposite field homer. And that's the first run of the game. Duggar's second home run as a member of the Bees. And they lead 1-0. High fly to left field that just kept going. So it's 1-0, and now Chad Wallach is the batter. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is a swing and a miss. So Reno won easily at Sacramento last night, 13-4. Now the pitch is roped to left field, and this is going to get down for extra bases, possibly. Kelnick playing it off the fence. On his way to second is Wallach, and he's in there with a double. That ball was scalded. Couple of hard hit balls here to open the bottom of the fourth inning for Salt Lake. Chad Wallach with his 14th double of the year. Now Jake Palamaki will be the batter. And the pitch from Wade is swung on, and that's lined into right center field, a base hit. Wallach's being waved in, and he's going to score as the throw comes into second base. It is 2-0 Salt Lake. They have come out swinging here in the fourth. Palamaki with his second hit of the game, an RBI single. Three straight hits, and now Jose Gomez will be the batter. Gomez grounded out to second base earlier. And Reno's big win at Sacramento last night. Corbin Carroll, the top prospect who's from Seattle, he reached base 6 times for the Aces. So here's a swing and a foul at the plate by Gomez. He walked 4 times and was 2-for-2, but both his hits went for extra bases. He had a double and a homer. And he's hitting 306 with a 996 OPS since being promoted to AAA by the Diamondbacks. 0-1 pitch to Gomez is fouled away. There's strike two. Jake Hager, who spent a month with the Red Ears last year, is with Reno now, and he had 5 runs batted in yesterday. In an unusual box score line. 0-2 pitch is hit well to left. This could be another one. Back is Kelnick towards the track, and he has room, and he makes the catch on the warning track, and there is the first out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jose Gomez flies out to left field, and now Torrey Hunter Jr. will be the batter. Hager had a stat line I don't think I've seen before. Just the 4 numbers in the box score. 5 at-bats, 0 runs scored, 1 hit, and 5 runs batted in. The 0 runs scored means he didn't hit a homer, So he got five runs batted in, going 1-for-5 with no homers. He must have had a bases loaded hit to drive in three, and then I guess I checked. He didn't have a sac fly, so he must have had also, you know, like a ground out with a runner at third twice. So here's a swing and a miss by Hunter. There's strike one. Anyway, Reno won 13-4, and they now lead the West by 8 because second place Vegas lost at home to Sugar Land 11-6. The Space Cowboys had 19 hits, including 4 homers. So there's a foul by Hunter, 0-2. James Durden, Taylor Jones, Corey Lee, and Lewis Brinson all with homers for Sugar Land yesterday. 0-2 pitches, low and away, 1-2. So Reno cruising along with an 8-game lead in the West with 30 to play entering today's action. The East is a much more interesting race at this time. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Hunter, and it is bounced foul. First place Oklahoma City and second place El Paso playing each other in a series now. El Paso won last night 5-3 in a game that was tied 3-3 after 6. El Paso got 2 in the top of the 7th, held on and won. So they pulled within 1.5 games of first place. And third place Round Rock picked up a game yesterday. As here's a roller up the first baseline that goes foul. Round Rock beat Albuquerque 9-4, scoring 7 runs over the final 3 innings. Sam Huff was 3-for-5 with his 18th homer for the Express. Round Rock's only 4 games out of first in the East. El Paso in that big series with Oklahoma City, and then they lost 2 of their starters today as the Padres called up the catcher, Luis Campusano, and also they called up Eggy Rosario for his first Major League call-up. So there's a fastball called strike 3. Down goes Hunter, and there's the second out in the bottom of the 4th inning. Connor Wade with his 5th strikeout of the night. 2 outs, runner at first base, and now Kian Wong will be the batter. So Eggy Rosario called up by the Padres today. He leads the league in doubles with 32 doubles, and he leads the league in hits, 130 hits. As the runner goes, pitch misses, throw to second is in time for the out. The tag applied on Palamaki. He is caught stealing, and that wraps up the bottom of the 4th inning. Looked like that was McCoy on the tag at second base, the shortstop. 2-run score for Salt Lake in the inning on 3 hits. There were no errors, no one left. We go to the 5th inning at Salt Lake 2, Tacoma nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
It's 2-0. Salt Lake with the lead over Tacoma. We go to the 5th inning of play. Luis Torrens, Drew Ellis, and Forrest Wall to bat in the top of the fifth inning. Torrens struck out swinging his first time up, only strikeout so far for Cesar Valdez. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Valdez now with 121 and two-thirds innings pitched this year. 102 strikeouts and only 19 walks. Next pitch swing and a miss by Torrens, and the count's even, 1-1. Just an absolute control expert on the mound, Cesar Valdez. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch, and the count goes to 1-2. Cesar Valdez, second in the league in ERA, and 37 years old. He's older than the Rainiers manager. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and down goes Luis Torrens. Second time he has gone down swinging tonight. One out in the fifth, and now Drew Ellis is the batter. Ellis flied out to center field earlier. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. 1-0. Pitch swung on and popped up sky high behind second base. Stefanik, the second baseman on the outfield grass, makes the catch. Two away in the top of the fifth inning. And now Forrest Wall will be the hitter. Wall flied out to left field earlier. He's 0 for 1. And Wall bunts one, third base side, and Gomez is going to let it roll, and it is trickling up the line, and it has died in fair territory right on the chalk line. A bunt single for Forrest Wall. It came to a complete stop sitting right on top of the chalk line on the third base side. That is officially a fair ball. So Wall has the Rainier's second hit of the night, the bunt single. Brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Mason McCoy. See if Wall tries to steal here. He has 34 steals this season in 44 attempts. And there he goes. The pitch is inside. The throw to second is not in time. Wall steals second base, his 35th steal of the year. And he is in scoring position now. So Wall up to 35 steals. It is a career high in steals for him. Next pitch, a strike, 1-1 now to McCoy. Next pitch outside for a ball. 2-1 to Mason McCoy. Right, here's trying to get on the board here with two outs in the fifth. And the pitch from Valdez is a swing and a miss and a change. And the count's even, 2-2. Now the 2-2 fouled off down the right field line. Still 2-2. So still two balls, two strikes to Mason McCoy. And the pitch outside in the dirt, ball three. Full count, three balls, two strikes. Two nothing Salt Lake, top of the fifth inning here at Smith's Ballpark. Now the 3-2 pitch is on its way. And it is a swing and a foul and it's straight into the ground, and McCoy hit it off his foot actually as he lands in the ground in the batter's box, and he's a little slow to get up. But he is up on his feet now and trying to walk it off. Hit it off his left ankle. So he's going to need a moment to recover from that one. And now the trainer, Michael Feliciano, is walking out there to check on him, as is manager Tim Fedorovich. McCoy is kind of hobbling as he walks around. He got right on the inside of his left ankle. And he's just going to need a little extra time here, I think. But he can't hide on defense either as the shortstop. He needs to be mobile. He's going to continue the at-bat as the Red Ears trainer has walked into the dugout. So 3-2 to Mason McCoy, who takes a practice cut or two and now starts to get situated in the batter's box with two outs at the top of the fifth inning. Now Valdez is ready. Here comes the 3-2 pitch on its way to McCoy, and it is outside, ball four. So there's the first walk of the game issued by Cesar Valdez. Mason McCoy draws the walk. He heads down to first base. Probably a good thing. He'll have to run on that ankle a little bit, and he'll really be able to find out if he's all right or not. So two on, two out for Marcus Wilson, who lined out sharply to the shortstop his first time up. Valdez with the pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0. Outside, ball two. 2-0 the count. Now this one is outside, ball three. Well, a walk would load him up for Trammell, who's on deck. Three balls, no strikes to Marcus Wilson. And the pitch is taken for a strike. A fastball from Valdez. And now Wilson pauses outside the batter's box for a moment. Now the 3-1 pitch, called a strike, another fastball right on the outside edge, very close. And the count goes full 3-2, so the runners will be off with the pitch now. Wall from second and McCoy from first with a full count at two outs. And Marcus Wilson at the plate. He looks out towards Valdez. Valdez comes set. There go the runners. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a change. Wilson strikes out, and that closes out the top of the fifth. Red Ears threatened, but they do not score. They had a hit, and they leave two runners stranded on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Salt Lake 2, Tacoma nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Two to nothing, Salt Lake on top. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Bees have the top of the order up. Kian Wong leading things off, and he takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Wong's 1-for-2 with a single. Stole two bases in the first inning. Left-hand batter. And Wade's next pitch is hit in the air to right field, and coming in a few steps is Marcus Wilson, and he's there to make the catch. So one out in the bottom of the fifth. Just to confirm, Mason McCoy does take his position at shortstop to begin this inning, so he's staying in there battling through that foul ball he hit off his left ankle. One out at the bottom of the fifth for Dylan Thomas. Thomas 0-for-2 with a flyout and a strikeout so far. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. One-oh pitch, swing and a foul at the plate, and the count goes even, 1-1. One-one pitch coming, swing and a foul back, 1-2. Now the 1-2 is lined and caught at third by Drew Ellis, reaching to his left, stretching out as far as he could, and he reels it in. There's the second out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Nice play by Drew Ellis at third base. Two away, and now Michael Stefanik is the batter. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Next offering from Wade. Misses for a ball, 1-1. Salt Lake got the only two runs of this game last inning. A leadoff homer by Duggar. A double by Wallach and an RBI single from Palamaki. Now a little chopper by Stefanik, fielded by Abraham Toro, the second baseman, and he throws out Stefanik, and that takes care of him and wraps up the bottom of the fifth inning. Three up, three down, quick and easy for Connor Wade. We go to the sixth. It is Salt Lake 2, Tacoma nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
On we go to the sixth inning. It is Salt Lake 2, Tacoma nothing. Top of the order coming up for the Red Ears. It'll be Taylor Trammell, Evan White, and Abraham Toro. Cesar Valdez has thrown 59 pitches through five innings. The Red Ears finally made him labor a bit last inning. Trammell stands in, and the pitch from Valdez is chopped over the third baseman's head and into left field. A base hit for Taylor Trammell, and that gets the Red Ears started here in the sixth inning. Trammell with a leadoff single. So he's one for three tonight. And now 21 for 42 all time in this ballpark. He loves it here. Evan White now the batter. Each of the two times he's come up, he swung at the first pitch and made an out. Once a grounder to short, the other time popping up to third base. Valdez with the pitch, and White takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Now a toss to first base, and back in safely is Trammell. Next pitch is waved at and missed, and White's behind in the count, 0-2. So the 0-2 pitch is coming. And it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Three pitches, and White goes down swinging. Strikeout number four for Valdez. One out, runner at first for Abraham Toro. Toro hit the double his last time up. That was the Red Ears' first hit and first base runner of the game with two outs in the fourth. And he swings and fouls one at the plate. There's strike one. Right, here's with some bullpen activity. As left-hander Matthew Boyd is warming up. So it appears Connor Wade's done after five innings. 0-1 pitch to Toro is inside into the backstop, and Trammell will advance to second base. So runner in scoring position now. Wild pitch is the ruling. One ball, one strike to Toro. And the pitch from Valdez is swung on and grounded to the shifted second baseman Stefanik on the outfield grass, and he throws out Toro at first base. On the play, Trammell moves up to third, so he's at third with two outs for Jared Kelnick. Kelnick has grounded out in the infield twice, 0 for 2 tonight. And they shift him with three infielders on the right side. Now the pitch is grounded sharply to the shifted shortstop, Palamaki, who throws out Kelnick. And that wraps up the sixth inning. The ball was hit solidly by Kelnick, but right to the shortstop. No runs on a hit, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Salt Lake 2, Tacoma nothing.
Tacoma Public Utilities is celebrating TPU Night at the Rainiers this month in honor of over 400 employees who have reached significant milestones from 10 years to 45 years of service in their career at the utility. TPU Night at the Rainiers supports the TPU Senior Assistance Fund, which provides one-time grants to qualifying seniors in our community who experience unexpected hardship causing challenges in making their utility payment. The Tacoma Rainiers joins TPU in celebrating their employees. Congratulations, TPU honorees. Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Well, it's 2-0, Salt Lake leading Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rainiers go to the bullpen, bring in the rehabbing major leaguer Matthew Boyd, whom has not yet made his Mariners debut. He was acquired at the trade deadline from the San Francisco Giants, even though he was on the injured list, and he's been doing his rehab with Tacoma. He's coming back from flexor tendon surgery. He has not pitched since last September in the big leagues when he was originally injured, and he's looked like he's ready, to be honest, these last couple of outings, and it appears that at this point he may just be waiting for the rosters to expand in the big leagues by 2 on September 1st. So that's coming up here shortly. Boyd on in relief of Connor Wade, who went 5 innings, allowed 6 hits and 2 runs, both of which were earned. He walked 1 and struck out 5. Boyd's been doing 2-inning stints in his most recent outings. We'll see if he's doing another one today. This is his 5th appearance. He's allowed a total of 2 runs in 6 innings with 10 strikeouts and no walks. And the pitch to Gatewood is a swing and a miss. There's strike 1. No, 0-1 the count. Next pitch misses for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now this pitch is outside for a ball. 2-1. Boyd, former Detroit Tiger. Here's a swing and a miss by Gatewood, strike 2. The next pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Boyd firing a heater right past Jake Gatewood, and there is the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Matthew Boyd, 93-mile-per-hour fastball for the strikeout. Now Steven Duggar is the batter. Boyd into his motion, and the pitch to Duggar is an off-speed pitch over for a strike. Slider there from Matthew Boyd. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and another slider, and the count goes to 0-2. Duggar hit the homer in the fourth inning that snapped the scoreless tie. Bees lead 2-0 in the sixth. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Duggar on three straight sliders. He had no chance right there. Back-to-back strikeouts for Boyd here in the bottom of the sixth, and now Chad Wallach will be the batter. Well, the Bees have bullpen action going on right now. A right-hander warming up. A little surprised that they're considering taking out Valdez after six scoreless innings. But apparently they are. Here's Chad Wallach, 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored, and he takes outside for a ball. Well, I think the Rainiers hitters would like to see Valdez out of the game. It's almost like facing a knuckleballer. You just got to get him out of there. Gets in everybody's head. Here's a pitch up high for a ball to Wallach, 2-0 the count. Pitch coming. And it is swung on and hit a mile high in the sky on the right side. Evan White, right near the first base bag, makes the catch. And that is the final out of the inning. Three up, three down at the bottom of the sixth. Matthew Boyd sets down the side in order with a couple of strikeouts. We go to the seventh inning of play. It's Salt Lake 2, Tacoma nothing.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Getting stranded with a bad battery, our professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery does need to be replaced, we'll help you find the best battery for your vehicle and your budget. Don't wait until your battery is dead. Get it tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Two to nothing, Salt Lake leads Tacoma. We go to the seventh inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. New pitcher for the Bees, Cesar Valdez, is indeed done after six scoreless innings of three-hit ball. Valdez walked one and struck out four. The new pitcher is Kyle Bearclaw. The righty's 4-3 with a 3.23 ERA. This is his 29th appearance. He's a strikeout artist with 45 strikeouts in 30 and two-thirds innings this year. Sometimes gets a little wild, has walked 21. Luis Torrens will lead things off. He struggled the most with Valdez, striking out in both of his plate appearances thus far. So he's happy to see a new guy on the hill. Bear Claws ready. And the first pitch of the seventh inning is taken up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch is on its way, and it is swung on and fouled off. Counts even, 1-1. Right here's with Fernando Abad warming in the pen, so this may have been just a one-inning day for Matthew Boyd. One-one pitch from Bear Claw. Fastball away. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Fouled back. Counts even, 2-2. We're going to take a look at our Mariner Farm Report here while the Rainiers bat at the top of the seventh. The AA club right below the Rainiers on the minor league ladder, Arkansas. The Travelers, they lost at home 4-3 to Tulsa last night. Dodgers affiliate got them. So here's a breaking ball inside to Torres. Full count now, 3-2. But hard-throwing right-hander Bryce Miller tossed four scoreless innings for Arkansas, gave up just two hits, walked three, and struck out seven, ended up throwing 85 pitches, so he was done after four innings. 3-2 pitch to Torrens, pulled foul down the left field line. Miller's made a name for himself in the organization this year after being drafted last summer, and he's going to finish this year at the AA level and definitely put himself on the map as a pitching prospect to keep an eye on in the Mariners system. 3-2 to Torrens. Down and in, ball four. And a very patient at bat there from Luis Torrens results in a leadoff walk in the top of the seventh inning. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. There was some fun down in Everett yesterday, although it did not end with a victory. Somewhat surprisingly, they were at home against Spokane in the Northwest League. As Ellis thought about bunting for a hit and took the pitch outside for a ball. Everett had a first inning grand slam from Robert Perez Jr. And the Aqua Sox led 6-0 after two innings, and they led 7-2 going to the fifth. They did not win the game. Lost 10-9. Bear Claws 1-0 to Ellis. Again showing bunt. Takes a strike. 1-1. Everett scored 9 runs on 17 hits yesterday and lost. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Ellis, and he takes outside for a ball, not showing bunt this time. 2-1. And then Loe Modesto won a high-scoring game, 10-8 against the San Jose Giants. And I wanted to note that the Modesto third baseman, Tyler Locklear, hit his first pro homer as Ellis checks his swing but went around 2-2. Tyler Locklear was the Mariners' second-round draft pick this year. Taken 58th overall out of Virginia Commonwealth University. And he homered and drove in 4 runs yesterday for Modesto. 2-2 pitch coming to Drew Ellis. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Bear Claw got him with his slider, and that's the first out at the top of the seventh inning. Now Forrest Wall will be the hitter. Wall had a bunt single in the fifth and is 1-for-2. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 pitch is hit foul. Third base side, 1-1. So an even count to Forrest Wall. Now a toss to first, and back in standing up is Torrens. Now a swing and a bouncer, foul. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch to Wall is a breaking ball outside. Bearclaw tried to hit the outside edge with a backdoor slider right there, but missed. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is outside, ball three. Now the runner is chased back to first base by a pickoff throw from Bearclaw. Full count to Wall. They were worried Torrens might take off. Here comes the 3-2. And it is swung on and pulled foul down the first baseline towards the Salt Lake bullpen where there is activity. As Bearclaw's throwing a lot of pitches here in the seventh, and he's only facing his third hitter right now. And the pitch is taken outside, ball four. So Wall draws a walk. Torrens takes second, and two walks here in the seventh have put the tying runners on base with one out for Mason McCoy. Bearclaw checks the runner at second. His pitch is a slider down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 swung on, hit in the air towards left center field. Giving chase is Hunter. He's there in the alleyway, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Runners have to hold. McCoy hit a fly into left center, but it hung up in the air long enough for Torrey Hunter Jr. to run it down. And now Marcus Wilson will bat with two on and two out. The Red Ears needing a clutch hit. Mariners game underway. Big news today, Julio Rodriguez reportedly signing a long-term contract with Seattle. And apparently it's not officially announced yet, but word is that it probably will be tomorrow. Now the pitch to Wilson is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Torrens at second, Wall at first with two away in the top of the seventh. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Snap throw to first, and getting back in safely is Wall, and Bees nearly threw that ball down the right field line. That was dangerous. Tried the back pick of the runner at first base, the trailing runner. So two on, two out, no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and rolled slowly to short. Palamaki charges, has it, throws to first in time for the out. And the inning is over. Right here's Threaten in the seventh, but they do not score. There were no hits in the inning. Two runners left on base. It's the seventh inning stretch in Salt Lake City. Our score, Bees 2, right here's nothing.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Salt Lake City. Bees leading the Red Ears 2-0. New pitcher for the Red Ears to work the bottom of the seventh inning. It's the lefty Fernando Abad. He'll face Jake Palamaki, Jose Gomez, and Torrey Hunter Jr. Matthew Boyd pitched a 3-up, 3-down sixth inning with a couple of strikeouts. He looked really sharp again. Looks like he's probably going to be able to help the M's when the time comes. Palamaki settles into the batter's box to get things started. Switch hitter bats right against Adele, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one against Abad, I should say. Adele, I'm talking about Joe Adele, former Salt Lake Bee, has four hits, including two homers today for the Angels. Here's a swing and a hot shot to third, fielded by Ellis, and he throws to first in time to get Palamaki. And Fernando Abad takes care of the first batter he faces. Abad 0-1 with a 3.82 ERA. This is his 32nd appearance. Done a nice job out of the Red Ears bullpen. And the pitch is bunted third base side by Gomez. Abad off the mound, picks it up and throws him out at first base. And two men are gone in the bottom of the seventh inning. Fernando Abad will not be bunted against. He makes the play. Here's the pitch to Torrey Hunter Jr., and it is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now here's one down in the dirt for a ball, 1-1. Now strike, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And this one is an Ephus that misses for a ball, 2-2. About tried to trick the younger Torrey Hunter with his slow ball, but it didn't work. Now the 2-2 pitch, fastball swinging a foul back. Still two balls, two strikes. Fernando Abad into his motion, and the pitch is swung on and fouled off down the first baseline. Still 2-2 to Torrey Hunter Jr. Rainiers have the top of the order coming up in the eighth. The Taylor Trammell, Evan White, Abraham Toro. And the pitch is a breaking ball outside, ball three. Three, two pitch coming. And it is swung on and fouled back. Still 3-2. Now, next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Abad got him for the final out of the inning. And Hunter throws the bat in disgust with himself for going after that pitch. Three up, three down in the bottom of the seventh inning. Fernando Abad sets down the side in order. We go to the eighth. It is Salt Lake 2, Tacoma nothing.
With our newest unlimited plan, everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for four lines with autopay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want. Price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
I want to take more chances with the embroidering.
Henley's vision for a new clothing line is coming into focus.
Dramatic.
They'll need an on-staff photographer to put their collection in the spotlight.
Why is no one taking shots of these?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Salt Lake 2, Tacoma nothing. And the Rainiers will try to rally against right-hander Elvis Peguero, who comes in from the bullpen to face the top of the order. He's in relief of Kyle Bearclaw, who went one scoreless inning without allowing a hit. Bearclaw walked two and struck out one. Trammell will start things off. He's 1-for-3 with a single today. Had a base hit his last time up. All of his at-bats came against the starter, Cesar Valdez, who pitched six scoreless innings. Trammell swings and misses at a first pitch slider. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. Next pitch is bunted, and off the hill is Peguero. He picks it up, throws to first, and the first baseman, Gatewood, can't handle it, and Trammell is safe. So Taylor Trammell is aboard to get things started here in the eighth inning with a bunt that was a little too close to the pitcher. Peguero picked it up with a bare hand, but Gatewood came off the base trying to catch the throw, and he also didn't catch it anyway. It was in and out of his mitt. So Trammell is on to get things started here. And now Evan White is the batter. We'll see how they score that play. The pitch to White is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. I think they're going to give Trammell a hit. Next pitch from Peguero to Evan White is low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Elvis Peguero for Salt Lake, 4-0 with four saves, a 3.27 ERA. This is his 27th appearance. He worked a scoreless inning here on Wednesday against the Rainiers. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. Count goes to 2-1. They did give Trammell a single, a bunt single. So he's 2-for-4 now. Two balls, one strike to Evan White. And the pitch is a swing and a miss and a slider, and the count's even. Rainiers with four hits in this game. Two of them are bunt singles. 2-2 pitch. Low and away, ball three. So full count to Evan White. Toro on deck, Kelnick after him. There goes the runner. Pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Throw to second is not in time. Trammell steals second base, but White strikes out for the first out in the top of the eighth inning. Taylor Trammell with his seventh steal as a Rainier in eight attempts. But one out, and now Abraham Toro comes to the plate. He's 1-for-3 with a double this evening. And the pitch is in there for a strike. One pitch bounces up to the plate and away from Wallach, and taking third base on the wild pitch is Trammell. So now the Rainiers have a runner at third base for just the second time today. One the count to Toro. And the pitch is swung on and bounced over the pitcher, and it'll be juggled by the shortstop Palamaki, and everyone is safe. Trammell scores. Toro is aboard at first, and it is 2-1. A chopper over the pitcher's head. And Toro reaches on the infield single and drives in the run. The shortstop, Palamaki, trying to cut across from his position and pick it up, could not do so cleanly. Reniers get a run here without hitting a ball out of the infield. And now it's a one-run game, and they have the tying runner at first with one out and Jared Kelnick at the plate. And Piguero's pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now a throw to first base. Toro back in with a dive. One and zero to Kelnick. Runner goes. Pitch is grounded to the right side, fielded by Stefanik, and he will throw out Kelnick at first base. Toro safe at second. And there are two outs in the eighth. So Kelnick grounds out. Two down, and now Luis Torrens will be the batter. Tying runner in scoring position at second base. Torrens is 0 for 2 with a walk so far today. See if he can come through in the clutch here. And the pitch from Piguero is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Looks like Nick Ramirez is warming in the Reniers bullpen. He'll pitch the bottom of the eighth in all likelihood. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, and Torrens is behind the count, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on, grounded towards third. Backing up to field it is Gomez, and he does, and he throws across the diamond to first base in time for the out, and the inning is over. Reniers get one run in the eighth. One run on two hits. There were no errors, one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Salt Lake 2, Tacoma 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Salt Lake 2, Tacoma 1. Right here is bring in Nick Ramirez to work the bottom of the eighth. Now, Ramirez is normally the Red Ears closer, but he hasn't pitched in several days. In fact, not at all in this series. And they wanted to make sure he got some action. So he comes in for the bottom of the eighth with the Red Ears trailing by a run. Got to keep them fresh. Can't have them sitting too long. Ramirez, 3-2 with 10 saves, a 2.27 ERA. This is his 42nd appearance. He replaces Fernando Abad, who worked a 3-up, 3-down seventh inning with one strikeout. Ramirez will face some lefties here, beginning with Kian Wong, and the first pitch is a fastball called a strike, 0-1 the count. Wong's 1-for-3 with a base hit in the first inning. Next pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. Salt Lake scored two runs in the fourth. A solo homer by Duggar, a double by Wallach, and an RBI single by Palamaki. Swong fouls one away. Rainiers got shut down for the first six innings by Cesar Valdez, and in the seventh by Kyle Bearclaw. But Tacoma just scored a run at the top of the eighth without hitting the ball out of the infield. Now the 1-2 to Wong is looped over second and into right field, a base hit. Toro went back on it, gave a little jump in the air, but could not reach it. And Kian Wong has a soft single to right to get things started in the eighth inning for Salt Lake. Wong's second hit of the game. And now Dylan Thomas is the batter. Thomas 0-for-3 today. Another left-hand hitter for the lefty Nick Ramirez to face. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. And the pitch is lined past Evan White and into right field, a base hit. Around second is Wong. He will go to third. Stopping at first is Thomas with a line shot base hit. And Salt Lake has runners at the corners with nobody out. Ball was nearly caught by White, diving to his right. Runners at first and third with nobody out. Michael Stefanik will be the batter. Conference on the mound between the Rainiers catcher Torrens and Ramirez. Here's the pitch, and it is inside for a ball. Hit well towards left center field into the gap. That's going to get down for extra bases. Wong scores. Dylan Thomas is being waved around third. He's headed home. He'll score without a throw. A two-run double for Michael Stefanik. And Salt Lake gets insurance runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. They lead 4-1. Ball was cranked into the gap for a two-run double by Stefanik. Pitch is taken for a strike by Jake Gatewood, 0-1 the count. Gatewood 0-for-3, two strikeouts and a ground out. 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball, 1-1. The 1-1, swing and a miss, and the count goes to 1-2. One-two pitch coming to Gatewood. And it is popped up foul on the first base side, and that's out of play. Still 1-2. Now this pitch misses for a ball. Well, two balls, two strikes, runner at second, one out, and Ramirez with his pitch, and it's a swing and a foul back. Still 2-2. Three straight hits for the Bees to open the bottom of the eighth. Rainiers are going to start some bullpen activity. Ramirez with a 2-2 pitch to Gatewood, and it is low, ball three. Flinched at it, but did not go around with a swing. So full count, 3-2. And Ramirez with a payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a changeup, and there's the first out at the bottom of the eighth inning. So Gatewood strikes out swinging, one away. And now Steven Duggar is the batter. Duggar is 1-for-3 with a homer. And the pitch is taken outside and high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0, fastball called a strike. One pitch outside, 2-1. In the right ears bullpen, Nick Margavichus is warming up. Ramirez with his two ball, one strike pitch on its way to Duggar. And it is high, ball three. So 3-1. And the next pitch. Fastball misses, ball four, just a little high. And there's a walk to Steven Duggar, and there are two on with two out for Wallach. Wallach's 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored tonight. 4-1 Salt Lake. We're at the bottom of the eighth. They have scored two runs, and they're threatening to get more. Wallach, right-hand batter. And Ramirez with his pitch. And it's a swing and a miss at a first pitch changeup. There's strike one. Now the next pitch up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the next pitch is inside for a ball, 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, popped up, foul. First base side, White over at the railing, but this is back in the seats. 2-2 to Chad Wallach. Two on, one out, two balls, two strikes to Wallach. And the pitch, grounded towards third. Backhand pickup by Ellis, touches third for one, throws to first, in time for two. The Red Ears get the double play to close out the bottom of the eighth inning. Nicely done by Ellis at third, and Evan White had to dig that throw out of the dirt, and he did, because he is really smooth over there. Salt Lake does get two in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two runs on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the ninth inning. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 1.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Four to one, Salt Lake with the lead over Tacoma. We go to the ninth inning of play here in Salt Lake City. The Bees bring in right-hander Oliver Ortega to try to close it out. He's 2-0 with a 3.78 ERA in 13 AAA appearances this year and has spent most of the season in the big leagues with the Angels. Ortega pitched earlier in this season series a scoreless inning on Tuesday. So Ortega will face Drew Ellis, Forrest Wall, and Mason McCoy. Rainiers need to string together some hits, get some guys on base, and see if they can take it from there. Down by three here in the ninth. Drew Ellis has been quiet tonight, 0 for 3, pardon me. He swings at the first pitch and bounces it foul third base side. Ellis, 3 at-bats. He has flied to center, popped up to second, and struck out. Rainiers with only 5 hits in this game, and 3 of them didn't leave the infield. 0-1 pitch to Ellis is taken for a strike. No balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is outside. Oh, boy. Called strike 3 by the automated ball strike system on a pitch that appeared to be running away, but apparently caught the very outside edge of the automated strike zone. Kind of call that if a human being had made it, would have resulted in an argument, but the computer can't be argued with. Here's Forrest Wall, and the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Walls reached base twice tonight, a bunt single and a walk. And now he takes a fastball for a strike. Ortega working 95-96 on the gun with his fastball here so far. One out of the ninth, right here's trail 4-1. Next pitch from Ortega is taken for a strike. 1-2. And the pitch swung on and fouled out of play. Still one ball, two strikes. Wall behind in the count, looking out towards Ortega. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from the right-hander, and it is sliced foul down the third baseline and out of play. Still 1-2. Reminder, tomorrow night's game will be at 5:35 Pacific time. Now the 1-2 pitch is hit up the middle, and it gets off the glove of the diving Palamaki. It trickles into center, and as the ball slows down so much in shallow center field, that Wall ends up at second base. So Forrest Wall with a speed double. And he is on in the ninth inning with one out, and the Red Ears have a little bit of life. And now Mason McCoy is the batter. A unique double there by Wall, a grounder through the middle. The shortstop dives, deflects it, and it just rolls slowly out into shallow center. And Forrest Wall so fast that he was able to get two bases. So now Mason McCoy is the batter. And here's the pitch to McCoy. And he takes inside. McCoy's 0 for 2 today with a walk. Has a 7-game hitting streak on the line here in the ninth inning. Now the 1-0 on its way, and the pitch is outside. Two balls, no strikes. McCoy playing in his team-leading 100th game today. Ortega with a 2-0 pitch on its way. And it is swung on, bounced slowly to third, waiting for a nice hop is Gomez, and he fires to first base and gets McCoy for the second out of the ninth inning. Forrest Wall advances to third, waited for the throw, and then took off. So a runner at third with two outs. Rainiers down to their final out. Marcus Wilson is the batter. He's 0 for 3 today with a line out, a strikeout, and a ground out. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Two outs in the ninth. Red Ears trail 4-1. The pitch is low and away for a ball to Adele. If Wilson could just reach base, the Red Ears will get the tying run to the plate in the form of Taylor Trammell. It's 2-0 to Marcus. The pitch, swing and a miss. 96-mile-per-hour heater that was in the zone. 2-1 now to Wilson. Wilson looks out towards Ortega. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. Rainiers are down to their last strike. Beast fans getting into it on a Friday night. Runner at third, two outs in the ninth. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and hit well to left field. This is deep. It is back, and Hunter at the wall jumps. Can't get it. It's gone. Marcus Wilson with a two-run homer to left field. And suddenly we have a one-run game on our hands. It is Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 3. Marcus Wilson circles the bases with his 14th homer of the year. And he touches the plate. And the Red Ears now have the tying run in the batter's box with no one on in the form of Taylor Trammell. So Wilson blasts one out of here. His 14th of the year. And the Red Ears are within one with two outs in the ninth. Trammell's 2-for-4 today. Ortega's pitch is a breaking ball call to strike. It's 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch swung on and fouled back. And the count's 0-2, and the Red Ears are down to their last strike again. No balls, two strikes to Trammell. Trammell taps the end of the bat on home plate and looks out towards Ortega. The 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and that's the ball game. Salt Lake wins it. 4-3, the final score. Red Ears make it a lot closer with a homer by Wilson in the ninth, but ultimately come up one run short tonight. And the Bees even up the series, two games apiece, with game five coming up tomorrow night at 5:35 p.m. Pacific time. Salt Lake wins it 4-3, the final. Stick around, we'll recap the game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, Salt Lake takes this one 4-3, the final score here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah, as the Bees had a great start from their veteran Cesar Valdez, who's been one of the top pitchers in the league this year. And today he tossed six scoreless innings against the Red Ears, holding Tacoma to just three hits during that time. Now the Red Ears got a solid start as well from Connor Wade, but Wade did allow two runs in the fourth. Steven Duggar, an opposite field home run to start the scoring in the bottom of the fourth inning. And then Chad Wallach hit a double off the fence and left and scored on a single by Jake Palamaki to make it 2-0 Bees in the fourth. It stayed that way until the eighth. I mean, both starters were good and the bullpens were solid. In the eighth, the Red Ears got a run without hitting the ball out of the infield. Taylor Trammell led off with a bunt single, stole second, took third on a one-out wild pitch, and scored on an infield hit off the bat of Abraham Toro, and the Red Ears were on the board. It was 2-1. But at the bottom of the eighth inning, Salt Lake got two crucial, as it turned out, insurance runs with Nick Ramirez on the mound for the Red Ears in a non-save situation. Kian Wong singled to right field. So did Dylan Thomas, sending Wong to third base. And then Michael Stefanik hit a deep double to left center, scoring both of those guys, Wong and Thomas, to make it 4-1. In the ninth, with one out, facing Oliver Ortega, Forrest Wall doubled. He was at third base with two outs in the inning. Red Ears needed one more base runner to get the tying run to the plate. Marcus Wilson, with the Red Ears down to their last strike, homered to left field, a two-run shot when the Red Ears were down three. That made it 4-3. Wilson's 14th of the year brought the tying run to the plate in the form of Taylor Trammell with the bases empty, and Trammell ended up striking out on three pitches to end the ball game. Salt Lake takes it 4-3 is the final. Final totals for the Bees, 4 runs on 9 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. Tacoma scores 3 runs on 7 hits, makes no errors, leaves 7 on base. Winning pitcher is Valdez, Cesar Valdez. He's 8-5. Ortega gets his first save, and Wade takes the loss. He falls to 4-6. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 21 minutes. The attendance, 8,464. Salt Lake with the win goes to 57-64 on the year, and the Red Ears fall to 55-66. Game 5 of the 6-game series is tomorrow at 5:35 p.m. Pacific time. Tacoma is starting Roenis Elias against the rehabbing major leaguer Michael Lorenzen tomorrow here in Salt Lake City. 5:35 start time. The stream here with the broadcast will start at 5:25 Pacific time. Bees win at 4-3. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
Marybridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Marybridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialists by visiting marybridge.org. Marybridge Children's, we're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, Salt Lake takes this one from Tacoma, 4-3, the final score, and the series is all tied 2-2 with Game 5 tomorrow. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners in a big series against a tough Cleveland team. M's won the opener of the series yesterday, 3-1. Today, they're facing Shane Bieber. M's have Logan Gilbert on the mound. And the Guardians lead 1-0. Mariners about to bat in the bottom of the fourth inning. So Cleveland with the early 1-0 lead over the Mariners. Some final scores are in. We'll start in the American League as Tampa Bay and Boston got into one today at Fenway. And the Red Sox won it 9-8. That's good for the Mariners. They want to see the Rays lose, as Boston had homers today from Xander Bogaerts and Franchy Cordero. So the Red Sox beat the Rays 9-8. Angels defeat the Blue Jays 12-0. That's another good one for the M's. They want to see Toronto drop games. Reed Detmers tossed 5 1/3 scoreless innings. Joe Adell was 4 for 5 with 2 homers. Mike Trout hit his 27th homer of the year. The other American League games are all ongoing. Texas leads Detroit 7-6 in the 9th inning in Arlington. Baltimore has a 2-0 lead at Houston in the bottom of the 9th inning there. Orioles are just red hot right now. And the Yankees and A's are in the 5th. Yankees lead 3-0. Yankees, Aaron Judge is in his Major League leading 49th homer of the year. Couple interleague games today. Diamondbacks beat the White Sox 7-2. Tommy Henry really pitching well in the PCL this year. Got caught up by the Diamondbacks. He's been able to keep it going. He went 5 innings today and allowed 1 run. Got the win. He's now 3-2 for the Diamondbacks, who had homers from Dalton Varsho and Emmanuel Rivera. They beat the White Sox 7-2. The other interleague games today. The Padres lead the Royals 11-5 in the 7th inning in Kansas City. Will Myers and Jake Cronenworth with homers there. And the Twins have shut out the Giants 9-0 in Minnesota as Jake Ryan got his 10th win with 6 scoreless innings for the Twins, who hit 3 home runs in that game. And on our National League scoreboard, Dodgers beat the Marlins in 10 innings, 10-6. Couple of bombs for Mookie Betts, who had 4 hits and is up to 29 homers on the year. He drove in 4. The Reds defeat the Nationals 7-3. Mike Minor allowing just 2 runs in 7 innings. Phillies knock off the Pirates 7-4. They activated Bryce Harper from the injured list. He missed 52 games with a broken thumb. First at bat, he hits a 2-run single to help lead the Phillies to the victory. And the Mets were 7-6 winners at home over the Rockies. Pete Alonso singled in the winning run in the bottom of the 9th inning for the Mets. 2 other NL games in progress. Cubs lead the Brewers 4-2 in the top of the 10th inning. Couple of homers for Ian Happ tonight. And the Braves and the Cardinals are in the 8th inning in St. Louis. And Atlanta leads at 8-1. All Braves in that one tonight. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Salt Lake City. The Bees beat the Red Ears 4-3. We'll be back with more after this.
Ready for an MVP move? Using water wisely can lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Water early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. Weather-based irrigation systems can also reduce overwatering and save you time. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, Salt Lake takes it 4-3 over Tacoma tonight as the Red Ears got into a pitcher's duel. And yeah, they ran into Cesar Valdez, the old man, 37. That's old in baseball terms. Young to me, but... He's old in the PCL, and he is very good. A change-up artist with just tremendous command. And he tossed 6 scoreless innings. The Red Ears got 3 runs late, but needed a little more than that tonight. Salt Lake takes it 4-3, the final score. And the Red Ears will try to get back in the win column in the 5th game of the 6-game series tomorrow at 5:35. PCL scoreboard, Oklahoma City got a walk-off 3-run homer from James Outman and beat El Paso 7-4. So the Dodgers are back up by 2.5 games in the East. Round Rock trying to keep pace 4 back. They need to beat Albuquerque to do that, and they are winning 8-2 in the bottom of the 8th inning in Albuquerque. In the West, the games are in the early innings. While Reno's in the 5th, they have a 2-0 lead at Sacramento in the 5th. And Sugarland has an 8-1 lead at Las Vegas in the 3rd inning at Las Vegas Ballpark. Sugarland's been scoring a lot of runs lately. Well, the Red Deers will be back at it tomorrow. Roannis Elias draws the start against the rehabbing Michael Lorenzen. First pitch is at 5:35 Pacific time. We'll start the pregame at 5:25 right here on this stream. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. Salt Lake takes this one 4-3 over the Tacoma Rainiers. Have a great night.